your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
New laws to get tough on so-called legal highs have been welcomed by the mum of a young Kent man who died after taking them. The Psychoactive Substances Bill being published today says anyone convicted of producing or selling them in the UK could be jailed for up to 7 years. Jimmy Guichard from Gravesend died after taking a form of synthetic cannabis. His mum, Karen Audino, says the action means a lot to both her and her daughters.
Both the girls are absolutely delighted at today's news, and they just feel the same as I do. You know, this has been a long and hard 18 months, but we do feel that we've made headway.
The Prime Minister has renewed his call for Sepp Blatter to step down. The current FIFA president is favourite to win the vote for a fifth term when delegates at the group's Congress decide later this afternoon. In a speech earlier, Mr. Blatter insisted it was individuals within FIFA who are accused of corruption, not the whole organisation. David Cameron says he simply can't continue in the post.
You cannot have accusations of corruption at this level and pretend that the person currently leading it is the right person to take it forward. Frankly, what we've seen is the ugly side of the beautiful game, and he should go.
600 jobs are at risk after Eurotunnel announced it's walking away from cross-channel firm My Ferry Link. 70 positions in Dover and hundreds of others in France could be lost if a buyer can't be found. Bosses have told KMFM they've taken the decision because of uncertainty surrounding the Dover to Calais service following several legal challenges over Eurotunnel's share in the market. The mother of two British children killed on a Thomas Cook holiday in 2006 has criticised a planned charity donation by the company's former boss. Harriet Green said she'd give a third of an upcoming share payout to a good cause chosen by the parents of Bobby and Christy Shepherd. But Sharon Wood claims she's only doing it to win public support.
We only heard about her decision on Wednesday afternoon and before we had a chance to discuss it as a family. Her statement was then released to the media. Yet again, it appears to us that our family are secondary, despite the fact that our children are at the heart of this.
A man in his early 20s has been taken to hospital after a fire broke out in the bedroom of a flat near Sevenoaks. Crews were called to Glyn Davies Close in Dunton Green last night. The blaze is thought to have been caused by an electric heater, with clothes stored above it, which had accidentally been switched on. Police are stepping up patrols during Rochester's Dickens Festival to try and crack down on beggars. Extra officers will be on the town streets for the 3-day event, which starts today, following concerns about tourists and residents being asked for cash. Martin Simmons is from Rochester-based homelessness charity Emmaus. He says begging is often caused by alcohol problems.
It might be just that they have an alcohol addiction and they're looking at a way of getting funds to source alcohol so they can meet that addiction, as opposed to they have no money, they have nowhere to live, and that's how they're surviving.
Five men will be appearing in court later, accused of trying to steal Land Rovers in Sittingbourne. Police received a report of an attempted theft of a blue model from Brunswick Drive earlier this month, with a white version also thought to have gone missing from Breach Lane on the same night. The group, aged between 19 and 32, are due at Maidstone Crown Court this afternoon.
KMFM Showbiz.
And Jason Derulo's told KMFM he owes his musical success to the support from his fans. With more on that and the rest of the showbiz this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the 25-year-old's been chatting about his journey so far to Emma Jo on the Hit List and says he can't believe he's about to release another album.
It's my fourth album. It's like veteran territory. Definitely want to thank the fans for, you know, for making, you know, this journey so unbelievable, but also making this song number one.
Everything Is Four will be out on Monday. Elsewhere, Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch is up for sale, according to reports today. The property in California that once served as the late pop star's home is being listed at $100 million, according to the Wall Street Journal. The ranch contains a train station, 6-bedroom house and 50-seat cinema. And a waxwork of Ed Sheeran's been unveiled at Madame Tussauds in New York. The Finnish model's even been dressed in the singer's own clothes, including a pair of his socks.
K- KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, Kent will be looking to bounce straight back from their T20 Blast defeat last night as they take on Surrey later. The Spitfires were beaten by 105 runs by Middlesex at Lords. They've named an unchanged squad for tonight's game at Beckenham. Play's due to start at 5:30. That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.